a real life example. When I first started my consulting practice, I heard some good advice. Always look to make more money. You can do this by hiring help, working faster, or increasing your rates. But when you raise your rates, be careful not to increase them by more than 10%. If you raise them more than that, you're liable to irritate and lose your long-term clients. Over the years, I've continued to hear similar advice when it comes to raising rates. This logic has become the prevailing practice in my industry. Now, another thing I've learned over the years is that most industries have tunnel vision when it comes to prevailing practices. Everybody does things pretty much the same way, and it's rare that anyone challenges or even examines the reasoning behind these practices. Well, I've always believed that if you follow a standardized set of practices, you also run a strong risk of overlooking other potentially more lucrative practices. So I began to examine the wisdom of not increasing my rates by more than 10%. I thought about why some marketing consultants have lucrative practices and others just manage to get by. The common and obvious reason was that the highly paid consultants deliver results. And here's where it gets interesting. I realized the prevailing practice states not to raise your rates more than 10% because it assumes that you're delivering precisely the same product. You aren't doing anything different, and you aren't adding any value to your product. All you're doing is raising your rate. From this, I developed my theory that you could raise your rates substantially, even double or triple them, if you could prove that your services were significantly more valuable. I decided to test this theory and see if the market would prove me right or wrong. The overwhelmingly positive results are described in the next section. How I studied my market. To refresh your memory, the first key step of my technique is to determine the weaknesses in your area of expertise. I accomplished this by taking two steps. One, finding out from my clients what their worst problems were. Two, studying my competition to see what they were doing right or wrong. I actually did two separate studies, one for copywriting and the other for marketing consulting. Since the techniques are exactly the same, regardless of the area you consult in, we'll limit this example to my marketing consulting practice. First, let's look at how I gathered information from my clients. All I did was get on the phone and talk to roughly 15 of my clients. In a 5 to 10 minute call, I asked them to list their biggest problems in dealing with marketing consultants. The major complaints were, 1, poor results, 2, complicated plans that were difficult to implement, and 3, confusing or incorrect billing. Great, I was on my way in about 2 hours. Next, I surveyed my competitors' ads. It was astounding to see the advantages they were touting. Come to Hawaii for your marketing. As if a beautiful tropical location would compensate for a lack of results. 20 years of award-winning advertising. Big deal. Awards are for ad agencies and consultants, not for clients. Besides, the only award a client really cares about is to be awarded more dollars in their pocket. Call the pros pro. Followed by a long list of all the books our pro had written. So what? What's in it for the client? Remember them? They're the people your infinite wisdom is supposed to be helping. My gut feeling told me I was onto something hot. On to the next step. Key step number 2 is remove the risk to your client. To achieve this, I focused on my client's worst problems, which were poor results, complicated, confusing marketing plans, and billing errors. I decided to emphasize the first point and use the second as a strong support point. The third point is operational, and I decided not to concentrate on this since sound billing practices could eliminate it as a significant factor. Next, I developed a central theme pinpointing guaranteed profit, which ties in to key step number 3. Focus your marketing on shifting the risk to you. Example 21.1 at the back of this chapter is the letter I developed to focus in on these key points. I'll read it to you now. Free. T. 10 hot ways to put $1,200 to $3,750 extra profit into your pocket this month and every month. Dear business owner, would you like to boost your monthly profits by $1,200 to $3,750 or more quickly and easily? If so, this may be the most valuable letter you'll ever read. Here's why. My name is Bob Serling, and I'm a marketing consultant. I specialize in generating tremendous profits for businesses from sources they never knew even existed. For no upfront fee, I'll show you 10 specific concepts you can immediately apply to your business that will make you a lot of money. And for each concept you eventually adopt, unless I'm successful in making you money, it won't cost you a dime. Because I don't get paid until after I make you 4 times my fee in increased profit. Here's how it works. In nearly every business, there are pockets of untapped profits that go completely unnoticed. But you've got to know exactly how to find them and exactly what to do to make them pay out maximum returns. As I said, I specialize in locating these lucrative profits of opportunity and showing you precisely how to develop them to their full profit-bearing potential. What's more, the risk is entirely mine, because quite simply, if I can't make you money, I don't get paid. Can I really find the tremendous opportunities you may have overlooked? Can I really increase your profits by many thousands each and every month? Maybe, maybe not. It really depends on the specifics of your business. But there's one thing that's absolutely certain. It won't cost you a cent to find out. All you have to do is call me at 619-944-5646. I'll be happy to set up a free consultation at your convenience. During this consultation, I'll show you at least 10 specific concepts you can immediately use to pull in eye-popping profits. Don't wait. If you really want to make some serious money, you owe it to yourself to check out this remarkable offer. So call today for your free consultation. Sincerely, Bob Serling, President, Stratford Marketing Group, Incorporated. My central theme of guaranteed profits is stated in the bold 2-sentence headline, and it's constantly hammered home throughout the sales letter. Ease of use, my main support point, is also given strong direct treatment throughout the letter. It is this central theme, this solution to your client's most irritating problems, that gives you a distinct business advantage over your competition. And I can't emphasize strongly enough that this theme must be market-driven. It must be revealed by your research of the market itself. Next, I raised my rate. A simple marketing plan that was priced at $2,500 was raised to a minimum of $4,000. This represents a 62.5% increase. But don't forget, it's also tied to a significant increase and guarantee of performance. I also raised my hourly consulting rate from $125 to $350, and I began charging my full hourly rate for travel and meeting time. Before, I was charging a reduced fee of $75 for travel and meeting time. Now, this increase represents 280% for consulting and 466% for meetings and travel time. Let me add one more thing. It doesn't stop here. My goal is to eventually charge $1,000 per hour for consulting. It all gets down to value. The other day, a client stopped by to discuss a promotion he was considering for his restaurant. After about 5 minutes, I recommended a single key adjustment to his basic idea. His eyes grew as big as saucers. He immediately recognized that the simple adjustment could net him thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of dollars. Now, to me, a recommendation that's as valuable as that should easily earn me $1,000. The results in my field test. One thing I want to emphasize is that exceptional marketing is a continual cycle of testing and more testing. Even though my theory was based on solid research, it was still just a theory. The market can prove you wrong almost as easily as it can prove you right. So test your marketing prudently and inexpensively before making a major commitment. Anyway, here's the results of my test. In the first week, I received 5 leads for new business. One was for a small project, and the other four were for substantial assignments. Of the five, I closed on four of them. Prior to using this approach, I used to close one out of four. Not only that, but one of the major projects was for a franchise. I've since been recommended to other franchises in the chain, and it looks like I'll close a number of those also. One assignment was subcontracted through an advertising agency I'd worked with frequently in the past. Would the conventional wisdom hold true? Would I generate ill will with my hefty rate increase? To the contrary, the account executive told me that the word must be out about my skills, and that she considered me their secret weapon, but knew that people would find out how good I was sooner or later. She closed by asking in a concerned tone if I'd still be able to help them out. You see, she already considered me underpriced, and now, even though I might be priced higher than other consultants, she knew that she couldn't lose. If I came through, her agency would be made to look great. If I somehow flop, it wouldn't cost them a cent. Either way, they win. One more thing. The sales I made were all closed within a few days, some on the spot. I offered so much more than my competition, people jumped to make sure they got in on a good thing. How to use these techniques to increase your income? To parlay these techniques into success for your consulting practice is really quite easy. All you have to do is take the three key steps and apply them to your practice. Then, use the sales letter in the example at the back of this chapter as a model for your marketing materials. You have my permission to use it or modify it any way that you like. The key is to take what works in my sales letter and apply it to your own practice. There's no need to reinvent the wheel or develop your own totally unique concept. Everything you need is right here. With just a little effort, you should easily be able to start working your program in 1 to 2 weeks. Your research should take about 4 or 5 hours. Developing a solid business advantage theme based on your research results should take another hour or two. Creating and printing a small batch of marketing documents to test your theory should take a day to write and 2 or 3 days' time at your printers. You may decide to create a sales letter, a new brochure, or a telemarketing script. None of these will take much time, and once they're complete, you should see results within a week. The thrill of seeing people clamoring to do business with you is truly a special feeling. Conclusion. You have just completed your first step towards significantly boosting your income and doing a better job for your clients. I hope you'll put what you've learned into action by starting now, because knowledge is just knowledge until you give it some action. It's action that really produces results. And what I've shown you here is a powerful, flexible opportunity to take highly profitable action. If you don't take action, the results are predictable. You'll have the same old, weak, hit-and-miss results that most consultants settle for, and the same mediocre fees. Don't let that happen to you. You now know how easy it really is to improve your performance, deliver more of what your clients hire you for, and reap the financial rewards of doing so. Go out and do it. Do it for the sake of your business, and do it for the sake of the people whose lives will be made better from having used your services. Chapter 22, Tricks of the Trade, an insider's guide to tips and techniques for producing maximum sales and profits. Do you know what the dumbest thing is you could possibly do with your marketing? Well, I'll tell you. Spend a lot of money. Or, more accurately, spend a lot of money on anything before you've conclusively determined that it's an all-out winner. Yet that's what the majority of businesses do, and it costs them dearly. Have you ever run a brand new ad and paid the 3x rate, or 6x rate, or however many times rate, to save money instead of paying more for the single run rate? If you have, you made a foolish mistake. You probably wasted your money. Have you ever done a full production run of a product only to find that it didn't sell at all? I have, and I lost a bundle. So have most of my clients, and they lost money too. Have you ever printed thousands of brochures and then had to scrap them because they got dismal results, or sent out thousands of sales letters only to find that barely a soul is interested in what you're selling? If so, you're not alone. I could go on and on with many more examples, but I think you get the picture. The point I'm trying to make is that most businesses, including yours, waste huge sums of money on marketing that's doomed from the start. And this doesn't have to happen. Look, any fool can throw a huge wad of cash in a market and sell a few products or services. But in the long run, or short run, depending on how much money you have, they end up in a loss position. I'm going to show you how to stop wasting money on your marketing. I'm going to show you how to lose as little as possible and win as much as you can. I'm going to reveal right now how to leave your competition in the dust. Here, then, is Serling's rule of maximum profit marketing. Don't outspend your competition, outsmart them. What you'll learn in this chapter is how to replace huge marketing expenditures with small doses of ingenuity and get superior results. I'm going to reveal the most high-powered, practical techniques I've accumulated over the years that can help you increase your sales and profits as much as possible. And I'll give you a fresh perspective for viewing all of your marketing efforts, a perspective that will make your marketing an exciting, profitable challenge instead of a nerve-wracking downward spiral. How to develop ingenious marketing and use it to build your bank account. In a minute, I'm going to give you an arsenal of ingenious tips and techniques that can make you a lot of money. But first, let me tell you how I define ingenious marketing. For our purposes, I define ingenious marketing as a simple difference that produces superior results. Sometimes that means doing something that everyone knows they should do, but for some reason they don't. Sometimes that means taking an idea from a completely different business, adapting it to your own business, and improving your results. But most often, it means looking at things from a slightly different perspective to come up with a new angle that's vastly superior to the old. With this definition in mind, here's a collection of simple, ingenious techniques you can use to produce superior profit. 1. The profit porthole. This first technique is an example of superior vision in marketing. By the way, I gave this technique its name, but I didn't come up with the original idea. I read about it a few years back in a journal, but let me tell you, it epitomizes how a simple change of perspective can produce phenomenal results. A shop owner was having great difficulties in getting people to come into her store despite an exceptional location with an abundance of foot traffic. So she hired a marketing consultant to help solve this critical problem. Here's what the marketing consultant did. First, he told her to create an alluring display of some of her most attractive products and set it about 5 to 10 feet back from the center of her window. Then, he instructed her to shine a spotlight on the display. Next, he told her to have an entire window whitewashed so nobody could see in, except for a small circle where customers could peek in and see her display. Now, here's the stroke of sheer genius this marketing consultant came up with to attract more curious prospects than you could possibly imagine. Above the circle, he painted this message: "For women only." The results were phenomenal. Women lined up to get a chance to see what was in that porthole. And loads of men just had to see what it was that they weren't supposed to look at. The store's sales soared, and the owner reported that as well as bringing in more sales from women, her primary clientele, she also made more sales to men than ever before. Can you use this idea for your business? Can you modify it slightly for even better results? Here's an idea I have for improving on the original concept. How about wrapping a strangely shaped item and putting it behind your porthole? Then, right above it, guess what this is and win a free whatever it is you have to offer. The item your customers would win would be something related to your business. Let's say you own a restaurant and your message was, guess what this is, and win a free dinner every month for 6 months. You'd get loads of people coming in to register their guests. Many of them would stay for something to eat, and you'd be able to capture all of their names and addresses for future marketing efforts. If it applies to your business, give this technique a try. It's fast, simple, and extremely effective. 2, grabbers, how to make direct mail produce extraordinary response. If you've ever sent out a mailing and gotten dismal response, you know what it's like to feel really disappointed. Here's a technique that can really send your response through the roof. In fact, I recently applied this technique to a client's mailing and increased their response by over 400%. Most direct mail fails because it's too boring to get anyone interested in reading it. A grabber gets your reader's attention and pulls them into your letter. A grabber is a physical object that you attach to your letter and work into the theme of your letter. Grabbers have been around for decades, but few people use them, and even fewer use them effectively. Examples of grabbers I've seen used effectively are dollar bills, candy, toys and gadgets, even a plastic garden slug. Example 22.1 at the back of this chapter is a copy of a grabber letter I've used to sell my services. I'll read it to you now. Gary Smith, Smith Whiz Bangers Incorporated, 1 Whiz Banger Way, Chapel, North Carolina, 20000. Dear Mr. Smith, as you can see, I've attached a magnifying glass to the top of this letter. Why have I done this? Actually, there are two reasons. One, I have something very important to tell you, and I needed some way to make sure this letter would get your attention. And secondly, since what I'm writing about has to do with the tremendous assets hidden in your business, I figured this detective's tool was particularly appropriate. Which gets me to the point of this letter. You see, I'm a marketing consultant, but a lot of my clients like to say I'm actually a marketing detective. That's because I specialize in uncovering large, unclaimed pockets of profit hidden within a company's business. I've recently developed a number of extremely simple ways to turn your overlooked assets into substantial profit. I can probably produce an extra 20% to 40% profit for you annually with very little effort or expense on your part. Best of all, I do this on a contingency basis, which means I don't even get paid until you've already banked the profit. Here's how this works. I ask only for a modest advance, just enough to prove that you're earnest, and the remainder of my fee is paid strictly out of profit. My fees are typically 25% of the newfound profits I produce for you. I'll mastermind the marketing and provide all of the copy, completely turnkey. Stated another way, would you pay me $25,000 after I made you an extra $100,000 in the next 12 months? $100,000 you'd have never had access to before you read this letter, particularly in light of the fact that it requires a very minimal amount of time and capital investment on your part. Let me take a moment to give you one example of the innovative type of marketing I'm talking about. It's a disarmingly simple way of making your salespeople more productive with no additional expense or effort. I call it a sales quick fix, and I like to start a new client with it first because it gets immediate results. In fact, you can have it up and generating profits in about an hour. The downside of this technique, if you could call it a downside, is that it isn't necessarily the most profitable technique I have to offer you, but it will produce a very real annual increase of 5% to 15% in profits. I always tell my clients to expect increases toward the lower end of that range, but the higher gains have definitely been achieved. I think you'll agree, though, that even a 5% increase in profits isn't bad for just an hour's worth of your time, especially considering that it's a perpetual 5%, day in and day out for as long as you're in business. If I've captured your interest and you'd like to get the full details, just let me know. I'll be happy to set up a short telephone meeting with no cost or obligation at your convenience. Because these techniques are so simple, you'll be able to tell within 15 minutes how viable and lucrative they will be for your business. I'm very enthusiastic about these new methods, and I think you will be too, Mr. Smith. I'll look forward to hearing from you soon and to helping you pull every bit of profit from your hidden assets. Sincerely, Bob Serling, President, Stratford Marketing Group, Incorporated. P.S. If we commenced a relationship next week, we could put the sales quick fix into action immediately. Following that, I could start generating even more impressive cash flow for you within 2 weeks. From that point, it just keeps going. Special note. This grabber letter is based on a format perfected by Gary Halbert, one of the most ingenious copywriters around. Please see the reference list at the end of this course for information on how you can subscribe to Gary Halbert's newsletter. In the example letter, I Xeroxed the magnifying glass onto the front page. But in the actual letter, a magnifying glass was taped to the letter. This added bulk and a funny shape to the envelope that helped to get it open. The other thing a grabber does is set you apart from the rest of the crowd, which can be very helpful. I use my grabber letter for generating leads. It used to be that when I called to follow up my initial letter, a non-grabberitized letter, at least half of my prospects wouldn't remember receiving my letter. But when I changed to using a grabber letter, 95% of all my prospects remembered receiving my letter with the magnifying glass. That got my foot in the door and really contributed to closing more sales. Try a grabber letter. There isn't any product or service they won't work for. 3. When an opportunity presents itself, jump on it. The next story is another prime example of ingenuity at work. It seems there was an East Coast stockbroker who commuted to work daily on a toll road and found himself paying a toll each way to work. Every day he would pay 2 tolls, just like everyone else who used the toll road. But this stockbroker was a little different than everyone else. He actually found a way to turn those tolls into a powerful marketing tool. Whenever he paid his toll, he would check his rearview mirror. If the person behind him was driving a nice car, he would also pay the toll for that car. And he would leave his business card with the toll booth attendant. When the driver behind him pulled up to pay the toll, the attendant informed them that their toll had already been paid by the person ahead of them. And the attendant would hand the slightly shocked driver the stockbroker's business card. Would you like to know the results of this ingenious bit of marketing? The stockbroker reported that he got more new clients from this clever technique than from any other method he used. Now, you may not be a stockbroker, and you may not travel on toll roads, but that isn't the point. The true point is that you need to be continually alert for those little opportunities you can use to gain a marketing advantage. Big profits can often be produced from little ideas. 4. Making your local ATM machine pay you big dividends. Here's a clever, low-cost technique you can use to make ATM machines pay you in a big way. All you have to do is place a contest entry box at local outdoor ATM machines to collect the names and addresses of hundreds of prospects. Here are the steps to making this technique pay big dividends. 1. Create a bunch of contest boxes and place them at ATM machines on Friday evening. Pick them up on Saturday evening. Think about this for a moment. With all of the different banks in your area, there are at least a couple dozen locations you could use to harvest prospects. You might even consider paying a reliable teenager, college student, or senior citizen to work your ATM route for you. 2. Offer a prize that your prospects will be motivated to respond to. 3. Compile all of your leads every 2 weeks. Award the contest winner their prize and follow up all the other contestants